This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Right From the Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Kenny, who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. As a young adult, my first college football game I ever watched was the 2006 Fiesta Bowl, you know, with Boise State and Oklahoma.
Yes.
And I don't know, I fell in love with college football since then. But my question is, what's the most memorable college football games that that for you guys?
Okay, great question, Kenny.
Well, we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I remember my first ever, like, when I fell in love. I've always liked college football. But when I fell in love with Georgia, obviously I wasn't being recruited by them at all. Because I didn't grow up a Georgia fan.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Who are you a fan of?
I really wasn't a fan of college. Okay, I just like different college players. I like more college players than anything. But when Georgia went to Auburn, it was the first multiple overtime game. And I remember they benched Bobo, they benched Robert, TK was starting to running back, and God, was it Ursa? Whoever was starting the quarterback. And like they were stinking. And then Coach Donnan put Bobo and he put Robert back in the game. It was like a 5-overtime game. And I'm sitting there at home watching. I was like, oh man, I want to go to Georgia. Or maybe I want to go to Auburn. didn't have no scholarship offers or nothing from nobody.
How old were you at that point?
I was in like 10th grade.
Okay. So yeah. Still a ways away from college.
Yeah. And I think, cool. I mean, I played in one of the most memorable ones. So I would always say that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just remember as a young kid, New Year's Day, it felt like Washington played in the Rose Bowl every year.
Right.
Because 3 years in a row from like ages, you know, 8 to 10, whatever they did, and beat Michigan and co-national champions and all that stuff. I mean, the game that stands out to me as the most memorable game that I've ever watched is probably everybody's, is USC and Texas in the Rose Bowl.
It's unbelievable.
Like, that's just one of the most incredible football games I've ever seen. Georgia and Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl.
Yes.
Also incredible, and I was working here at the time, so super fun to talk about that game. We were just talking about the Georgia-Alabama game from last year. There was a lot of classic
football damn games.
Have I ever told – I think I've told you this off the air. I don't know if I've ever said it on the radio before. That Fiesta Bowl 06 is still a real sore subject for me because this was in – I'm in college at the time.
Right.
All my buddies are home from their various colleges, so we're kind of all together hanging out, don't get to see each other all that much. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I want to watch Boise State and Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we got Jackass 3 on DVD. And I was like, well, great, so we'll have that all night.
Right.
Or we could watch a football game and go do something fun.
Right.
Because we all just turned 21 recently, whatever. But they were like, no, we want to watch Jackass. Oh. So we watched Jackass 3. And then after the movie was over, highlights of the Fiesta Bowl are being shown on television.
I would have had attitude, Doc.
Dude, that's why you shouldn't have friends that aren't sports
fans.
Yeah,
I would have been.
I got a lot of like really close friends that don't care that much about sports.
Right. We can't be friends.
Yeah. We've all fallen out of touch over the years. They don't even listen, you know. It's like, oh, what do you do? I host a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it on the app. Oh, what's it about?
Sports.
You wouldn't like it. We're not covering Jackass 3.
Jackass
yeah. No, it
3.
Still really makes me mad. I didn't get to watch that game live. Makes me mad. Walter's in Atlanta. Hey, Walter.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. So, Andy, it was a while back you did an interview, and we talked about your Washington guys going, you know, playing against Michigan, basically.
Uh-huh.
My question there is, you know, what are your predictions about these guys this year? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you see them playing out this year? And, two, the fact that you got Michael Penix, who was on that team, now down here playing with the Falcons.
I mean, I don't know what the context of what I had said was, but I mean, Washington definitely got smoked by Michigan that day. The only good thing about not winning the national championship that year was it wasn't particularly close
right.
in that game. You know, if we played those guys 10 times, he might have beat them once or twice. I think Braylon Trice is going to be really good as long as he can stay healthy. It's hard though now, you know, a year out of football, and it was a knee injury, right? So that's tough to come back from, but. Braylon Trice is a really good player.
He really was.
Really good at getting to the quarterback and, you know, hopefully be a complimentary part of the Falcons' defensive line. I think Penix is going to be great.
Why wouldn't you?
Better be.
Yeah, I think that's the most important. I think that's the most important thing.
There's kind of a lot in it a little bit, though, just because, like, I obviously want him to be so good for so many different reasons.
Because he went to Washington.
Oh, of course.
We talked about it.
He's
your favorite player.
He's like one of my top five favorite college football players of all time.
Yeah.
And now he's here, and it's so cool that we get to cover him. And he's here. But, like, it's going to be so hard if he doesn't play well.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be hard. I'm just going to make excuses.
It's going to be hard on you if he doesn't play well, but it's going to be even harder on you if they don't play well around him.
Oh, yeah. He's really good, but then they don't build around
him, he's going to be losing it.
But, like, if he, you know, because it's hard to be a good quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
If he just kind of turns out to be only okay,
that's
I'm
going to
lie.
That's gonna be, oh, yeah.
lie in my ass.
You thought that was an interception?
I think the guy ran the wrong route. Now, again, the interceptions he did throw, those weren't his fault.
That is true.
At the end of the season.
That is true.
Kyle Pitts threw it to the other guy. But every interception he ever throws for the Falcons, I'm going to talk about it like that.
Yes.
I'm like, Kyle Pitts' fault. Threw it to the other guy.
Or defender made one of the greatest plays you've ever seen.
Yeah, or who could ever see that coming?
You got to tip your cap. There's an incredible interception.
All right, Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so my wife, a little bit older than me, and Randy, I know your family loves to do karaoke. I myself love to do karaoke to embarrass my wife.
Okay.
So in public, when we're out, I like to do songs about older women. She don't really like it. But what's your favorite thing to, not necessarily, we're not going to pull a Mo and publicly embarrass our lady.
Right.
But what's your favorite thing, you know, just mess with her a little bit, maybe around family and friends, and just, that's mine. I like to poke at the fun of, she's a cougar.
Okay.
He'd like to poke fun at a what?
Let his wife's a cougar.
Oh.
She's probably like 8 months old.
Yes, or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I mean, I love making fun of my wife, just the two of us.
Right.
Like giving her a hard time and making her laugh and all that
kind
of stuff.
Right, I always do that. One thing, I stay away from critiquing my wife around other people.
Yes.
Because I don't like when she does it to me around other people.
Yeah, no, and that's solid marriage.
Yeah,
marriage advice right there.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on.
Maybe in private.
Hey, Sean. if I hit that with her, then she know. I'm like, hey, Sean.
Yeah,
hey, Sean.
A private conversation.
And she be like, it's a private conversation.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Never mind, guys. It's like, hey, Sean. That's all I just say, Sean. Hey.
I'm trying to think of the things that I do, like, to give her a hard time in front of her family, though. Because, like, you know. She still does stuff now as an adult that she did then.
Right.
And the thing that probably is the most consistent is she's just, like, fiercely independent. Like, don't help me. And that's how she was, obviously, as a kid. Her mom's always, me do it was her favorite phrase as a kid.
Done with that. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, go for it.
Yep. That is me right now. I'm that when I am. I am all the way. Well, go ahead, Dan.
Yep.
And then you hear this loud-ass crash. All right, you hear this loud-ass crash. And then you got to go upstairs and look at your ass. I told you it was too heavy for your ass to do it by yourself. But you know what? Gone. Because the thing about it is, you wanted me, when you said it needs to be done, you think I was going to pop my ass up, put my beard out. When I finish my beard, I will come do it. Not her. Not her little shot ass. I got to go to the ladder now, baby. It's one thing to go up a ladder. It's another thing to have to carry something up a ladder.
Well, that adds a level of difficulty to it and danger.
Just hard-headed as hell.
You ever throw the very subtle, instead of if you need me, the when you need me?
Oh, that is a little subtle.
Yeah.
I try not to do that, but probably. Yeah. Just let me know when you hit a dead end. I'll be in there. But yeah, that's what it is. It's making fun of all that. No, I don't need any help on that one. Okay. Be my guest. Steve's in Atlanta. Hey,
can
Steve.
I get some over-unders on that?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, so as dads, what would you rather your son do? Hit a walk-off home run, Game 7 World Series, a winner in the Game 7 NBA Finals, or a 90-minute winner World Cup Finals?
Oh, wow.
You said what?
Okay, as a dad, what would you most want to see your son do? Walk-off home run, Game 7 of the World Series. 90-minute goal winner, World Cup final.
Okay.
That'd be pretty special.
Okay.
Or the game-winning shot in Game 7 of the NBA Finals?
Probably the World Cup, because he won it for the country.
Yeah.
But then,
because our kids are Americans.
Yes, our kids are American.
So that'd be the first time they ever did that.
Yeah. But more than anything, which one of the sports makes the most money?
Probably.
Are the Saudis involved yet?
Yeah, who makes the most money?
It depends on where you're playing, right? Probably the NBA.
Yeah.
Right, max contract.
Max
you don't
contract.
Necessarily have to be a max contract player to hit the game-winning shot.
Yeah.
God, I don't know.
It's got to be the World Cup.
It's got to be the World Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a global.
Nick Foles is a legend in Philly.
Right.
That's cool.
Right.
But like,
no.
When if you're playing in the final for a country in the World Cup, you're also playing for a huge
club right.
and making a ton of money.
But,
and then you're a global superstar if you make. Yeah, so we'll go soccer. We'll go World Cup final. Jack's got a I haven't seen it in person yet. Just saw the picture. I showed you.
Yes.
Guy's got a shiner.
Yeah, man.
Looking like he got in his first fight today.
Yeah.
He got in a fight with gravity, but
yeah, but it
looked
happens.
Like he won though.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
but yeah, the face he made that picture is so funny though, because he looking like yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he exactly.
Yeah, he looking like
he's tough.
He's tough, and you should see the other guy.
That's exactly what I texted my wife. She texted me the picture. I was like, you should see the other guy.
That's exactly what he looks like too. That picture.
Turned out the other guy was just the counter.
I mean, he does look like that.
Fell on his face.
He looks like that.
And then she texted because, like, they called her.
Uh-huh.
Or she called me. She's like, hey, Jack, I guess had a fall. I don't know how bad it is, you know. And I was like, let me just tell you.
It's going to happen.
This is the first of many, many, many calls we're going to get about that young boy.
Yes.
He is just
he's
an absolute
man.
Maniac.
He's a wild man.
So,
wild man.
I'm happy he didn't break anything
yet. Wait till you start jumping off stuff.
He's going to.
Wait till you start jumping off stuff. Like, is there a reason why you're up there? Oh, you want to just jump off? Boom.
All right. Royal Rumble starts right now.
Whatever.
All right. Max is in Atlanta. Hey, Max.
Hey, guys. Got a quick hypothetical for you. Again, about dads and sons. So
okay,
starting tomorrow, all things taken into consideration, for the next 10 years, would you rather be Tiger Woods or Charlie Woods?
Oh, the next 10.
Wow.
I think over the next 10 years.
Charlie's in a lot less pain.
Yes. Yes. I was going to say that. But in the next 10 years, Tiger's going to make another $200-300 million, right?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah, definitely.
And I won't be playing golf. My bike will be fine.
In the next 10 years.
Charlie might still be an amateur.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. How old is Charlie? Charlie's what?
15 or something like that? Something like that. Yeah, but I mean, by the time he's 25, we're going to know.
Yeah.
Either.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure on that young man.
Yeah, man. I take that 100-something million and date as many hostesses as I can.
Yeah, Tiger's single, right?
Yeah, I date as many hostesses. Yep.
Yeah.
Anybody that says table for how many? Me and you, boo. Table for two for me and you, boo. Hell yeah. If I'm Tiger.
Yeah, I'd rather be Tiger for the next 10 years.
Next 10 years? Hell
yeah. Definitely.
Hell yeah. Table for two for me and you, boo.
Joe is in McDonough. What's up, Joe?
Hey, a couple things. Hey, what's the best radio call in Seattle sports history, Andy?
Oh, okay.
And Randy, I'll give you the same one in Georgia. What's the best radio call in Georgia sports history?
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, anything that Coach Mr. Munson said, we stepped on their faces.
Hobnail boot.
With a hobnail boot. Oh, my goodness.
And that's like, that really probably is the answer.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though you're biased.
I'm always biased.
Were responsible for the whole drive.
Yes. But,
man, it really is.
It's my favorite. I know people love Run Lindsey Run, which was also great.
Okay.
Sid Bream sliding,
Sid Bream sliding.
But I would have gone with that one, too.
Yeah, that's the one.
Nail boot. Come on, man.
Best one in Seattle history is probably when Griffey scored.
Yes.
And
I would think so.
Comes around, like, Dave Niehaus set it up absolutely perfectly. I actually have the printout of what he said in like a poster my wife got me for Christmas years ago, framed at the house. Yes. And it's just like
the greatest about that.
My oh my, it just continues. And
when I just love that slide because how Griffey slid and how he popped back up.
Yeah, and he jumps up. And the first person there to greet him is A-Rod.
It was awesome.
Because A-Rod was on deck, which is crazy.
Dude, unbelievable.
That team couldn't even A-Rod, Griffey, Randy Johnson, Edgar Martinez, all these Hall of Famers. Couldn't even make it to the World Series, let alone win it. Couldn't even make it. Anyway, that was a great phone. That was a great call by Dave.
And Sid Bream's call was awesome.
Rest in peace.
Yes, it was.
To Dave Niehaus. All right, let's get to and Larry Munson. Let's get to takeaways.
Stepped on their faces.
You know what mine is. You go ahead and go first.
Andy assisted. In the rise of Brandon Roy.
Yeah, I had a lot to do with it. I think he'd probably credit me with a lot of his success. didn't matter what year Randy was born, there was a tight end in those Fallopians.
Damn right it was.
That's what I had to.
That really, of all the funniest stuff that you've ever said on this show, I don't think I laughed harder than I did at that.
I never put you in two eye tears.
Both eyes,
yes.
Multiple tears.
Yes,
God, that was very funny. Hey, so tomorrow, Happy Hour Friday, Smoke and Joe Patrick, new time.
Oh, yeah.
12:20.
We sure?
As far as I know.
Okay.
Unless Joe changes his mind again.
Yeah.
What a diva.
What a guy.
Real locker room cancer, I would say. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Watch out now!